Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Tax rates are increasing at the end of next year. You know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was passed right at the very end of 2017, going into 2018, it expires at the end of next year. And we go back to the tax rates from 2017, although those brackets are adjusted for inflation. So are there opportunities that you should be looking at right now, knowing that tax rates are going up? And how much more may tax rates go up in the future? In other words, will we ever see this low of a tax environment again in the foreseeable future? Well, we know they're going up a little over a year and a half. So it's important to understand. I get asked all the time about Roth conversion. And I will tell you, I think Roth conversions are overdone. Roths can be wonderful, wonderful things, but I do think they're kind of oversold. And one reason for that is you have to understand the math behind what makes sense, a traditional IRA or 401k or a Roth. You know, one's tax-free, but you get no tax benefit going in. The other one, you get a big tax benefit going in, but then no benefit coming out. And you have to understand, if your tax bracket, when you're putting money in, is the same as what your tax bracket is when you take money out, in the end, once all the money's out, there is no economic benefit to a Roth. It washes out. The thing is, we don't know necessarily how we're going to be taxed when we take that money out in the future. I do know that tax rates are going up at the end of 2025. I also know that if you are, let's say you're in your late working years, or maybe you're retired, but you're not 73 years old yet. Well, you're not. When you get to 73, you're going to have to start taking out taxable distributions from your IRA, and that'll happen the rest of your life, and most, if not all, of that money is taxed as ordinary income. So, you know, you've got where the Roth can win is when your tax rate coming out when you're in retirement is higher than when your than what your tax rate was going in. So it becomes more relevant because tax rates, we know they're going up. Now, the real opportunity that I see with most is in that sweet spot between retirement age and age 73, because you're not having to take money out of your IRAs and 401ks and 403bs. So you have an opportunity to maybe keep your taxable income really low. Maybe you're spending in, you know, a good bit of money, but the way you draw your income, you have a lot of control of where you pull your income from in retirement and whether or not it is taxed and how it is taxed. So in that sweet spot between retirement age and age 73, you may have some tremendous opportunities where you actually are confident, hey, I'm in a low tax rate now, and I'm going to be in a higher one once I'm 73. Plus, tax rates are going up at the end of next year. So looking at the current tax planning opportunities, and even after next year, I believe there's still tremendous tax planning opportunities when you look at the federal debt and all the potential challenges we have. Be sure you're incorporating tax planning into your financial plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.